Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on this Friday, in the lockbox, $891,103. We are racing toward the $900,000 mark.
Well, we are, but what we need is by February 5th, we need $1.5 million. And that way we can have, you know, the same sort of one-day fund drive we've had up until now. Now, this is for two reasons, David. One is to pay off that tower. As you know, we took off a lot of money that we had in reserve, but we're not talking about having been flush. We're talking about 3 or 4 months money in the bank to keep us going. So we have to put that back. And that also means the $1 million we raise 3 times a year in our fund drive. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're all aware of it. We're as transparent as we could possibly be. We are telling you everything we've got. Our financials are posted on our webpage. Anything anybody wants to see, they can. And we love you and trust you and know that we've all made this together and that a lot of people haven't done it yet. They're going to do it. They don't want to be left out. They don't want to say, I'm going to ride on somebody else's dime. Everything everybody can do now, it really will be helpful. So we're hoping that you'll be there for us. And that's all I got to say. You know about it as well as I do.
WAMC.org, put something in and we thank you. Well, let's talk about language, specifically the language used by the President of the United States, Alan. Yesterday, President Trump demanded to know why the U.S. should welcome immigrants from S-hole countries like Haiti and not from countries like Norway. He made the remarks at a meeting with lawmakers at the White House. There has been an uproar over this, including lawmakers from our own country with Haitian descent.
That's right, David. This is worldwide. It is racist. There is no two ways about it. Comparing Norway and, of course, Haiti, America is the bastion of a mixed group of people who can demonstrate that everybody can get along together. So when he throws more red meat to his right-wing base and says, why should we be involved with S-hole countries? Now, why do we say S-hole and not use the word, which everybody knows is a euphemism for excrement? The reason we don't is because this is a president who has declared war on the press. This is a president who has expected that his perceived enemies in the press will be handled. We are not going to give ammunition at this station to those who would take the license away from this station. It's just not the way we're going to do it. It's too risky. Everybody who's listening to me now knows what the word means. Everybody knows it's the president who uttered it in his guttural tone. And that's just the way that we feel we should do it. Now, CNN and others are all doing it. Good for them. But of course, CNN doesn't run a station, so they can't take CNN's license away. But people who play it, they can. And my job here as president and CEO is to protect this station, and protect it I will.
From there to New York, we see a scandal developing in regard to the Democratic leader Jeff Klein. Numerous calls now for an investigation of sexual harassment allegations, but few options, as our Karen DeWitt reports, for launching an independent probe, although Klein has said he would like Jacob to investigate.
Jacob has been often referred to at the legislature as Jay Joke. It is a toothless wonder set up to investigate ethics and other matters before the government and has a dismal, dismal record. So the idea that Jeff Klein, who I don't agree with on a lot of things and who is the leader of the rogue group of Democrats who have made their peace with Republicans, often for chairmanships and some extra money in their paycheck. Nevertheless, you have Jeff Klein's romantic interest, who is also a state senator, Senator Savino, saying she was standing right next to him, and it didn't happen. They held a joint press conference getting out in front of this because they knew it was going to be in the Huffington Post and denied it. Well, it may well be that he did do something that was untoward. It may well be that he didn't. He certainly has reacted forcefully about the accusation. Sometimes when you do that, there's something you have to be concerned about.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Come on, everyone. We're heading into the weekend, and let's make this station whole. WAMC.org.
Would be great if we could wake up on Monday morning and there would be $1 million in here.
Huzzah.